There you are, Omega. I had a feeling I would find you by the lake. You spend most of your free time here during the day. Makes sense you would come here to clear your head. You shouldn't have left in the middle of the night like this, little O. You have half the castle worried sick about you. Don't you know how dangerous it is for a noble Omega like you to travel alone in the woods? So if you know how dangerous it is, why would you do it? You're supposed to be mated to the queen tomorrow. The rest of the guards are in a tizzy searching for you. The butler is checking under every bed. The maids are searching in closets. No one knows where you could have gone. It didn't cross their minds to come out here. I guess that's why I'm your personal guard and the others don't have that position. So, tell me what's wrong, little O. I'm not falling for the old nothing's wrong. We spend every moment of every day together. It's my job to protect you from alphas that are not your betrothed. So we're going to try this again. But you are going to be honest this time. What's going on that has you so upset, Omega? Being nervous is to be expected. You're arranged to be mated to the queen. You barely know her. She asked for a lineup of the finest Omegas in the kingdom and picked you because she thought you had the best potential and were the best looking out of everyone. I remember her telling me that specifically as she assigned you to me, telling me to keep a careful eye on you just in case. She was so worried that someone else was going to sink their greedy claws into you. I took it all in stride. Protecting you has been the best job of my life. It's not something I would ever take for granted. Which is why I want to ask you something. You don't have to answer if you don't want to, but I have to know. Did you run away from the castle because you were planning on escaping? Do you not want to go through with this arranged mating, Omega? I thought that might be it. You're worried that you don't know the queen and she's going to use you as some kind of a broodmare. Keep you locked in her room so that you're never too far from the bed. Only people who will get to see you besides her are the maids that help you get dressed or bathed or even guards like myself. I can see why that would be scary for an Omega, especially one of your status. You've come from nobility, have had quite the access to a lot of things other Omegas don't. The number one being education. You're one of the lucky ones. This is the price tag that comes with being nobility, unfortunately. It's a burden I wish you didn't have to shoulder, little O. You don't deserve to have this weight placed upon you simply so that your family can advance. You felt like you couldn't say no. I mean, how could you? She's the queen. You can't tell her no. No one in their right mind would. There are worse fates than being the crown, Omega. But it still doesn't sit right, does it? So I did hear you right. All right. That's good to know, but I don't think that's something I can really do. You're arranged to be mated to the queen tomorrow. Not only that, but she put me in charge of your safety, specifically to keep you away from other alphas. The queen trusts me, little O. I can't just turn my back on her. I made a vow. You're kept safe from other alphas, including me. I'm one of the two approved alphas who get to spend one-on-one time with you. I can't just betray her trust like that, for it's the only reason we've gotten so close. But then again, I can't stand seeing you like this. You're so distraught, knowing everything is going to change tomorrow. Once the queen's bite mark is on your neck, there's no going back. I don't think I can bear to let you go, little O. I don't want to lose you. I want you all to myself. I'm sorry. Should I have asked first? Then you won't mind if I continue. I've never felt lips so soft, Omega. You feel so good against me. Wrapping your arms around me to pull me closer, our bodies flush against each other. You're too eager for this, little O. You've thought about it, haven't you? Spend more time thinking about me than the queen, right? How naughty, little O. I guess it's a good thing she's never going to find out. I'm going to keep you all to myself. The queen isn't going to stop looking for you once she realizes you aren't showing up tomorrow. But that will all be in the past because you're mine, Omega. Now that I have you all to myself, I just don't want to let you go. It's okay, little O. If anything, this will add to the story that you got attacked. We leave the ripped pieces of clothing around, and maybe they'll assume you were attacked by a bear and just won't come looking for you. We can only hope, Omega. Omega. Oh, you feel good. Like, really, really good. So tight as you wrap around my cock, easily letting me fill you up. You've done this before, haven't you? You should have known you weren't going to stay a virgin for the queen. always figure that nobles like you got around. Glad to know that I have my confirmation directly from your lips, little O. Oh, don't worry. Alpha doesn't mind. You could be the town bicycle or the town prude. Either way, I would still want you, Omega. Could only admire from a distance for the longest time. Always assumed you were off the table because you were engaged to the queen. Never thought I would be mating the queen's betrothed the night before her mating ceremony. But now that I've started, I'm not going to stop. You feel too damn good. And quite frankly, you don't want me to stop either, do you? Listen to you. Might want to keep your voice down. Going to make you mine officially, Omega. Meet you right here, and then we can start moving. Get as far away from here so that come morning we're nothing but a thing of the past. We can build a little cottage in the world away from the rest. A world where it's just the two of us. It'll be our own personal paradise. Oh, yes. Something you deserve. Clenching around me, you let out another moan. Oh, you might want to keep that down. They're still searching for you back at the castle, little O. A loud moan like that would be enough to tell everyone where you are. Can you imagine what would happen if the others found us like this? The Omega who's engaged to the queen? The guard who's meant to protect the Omega from knotheads? So keep that voice of yours down. You don't want to lead the others directly to us. Ruin your one shot of being mated to someone you love. My cock just fills you up so perfectly. Makes you feel so full. The only thing an Omega like you needs to come is Alpha's not right. You're perfect, little O. Don't know how I got lucky to be your assigned guards. So easy to fall for. So happy to take what you're given. Just look at you, moaning as you rock yourself against me. Feeling my cock deep inside you with every thrust. Oh, yes. Focus on that sensation, on how good Alpha makes you feel. Taking you apart just how you need. It's okay, Omega. Alpha's got you. Alpha's right here. You're doing such a good job of taking me. Like your hole was designed for my cock alone. You feel fucking divine. So wet as lewd squelching continues to fill the air. Remember not to be too loud. You don't want anyone else finding us. This has to be a secret between you and me. At least until my bite mark is on your neck. That's the official sign that you're mine. That another alpha can't take you away because you were bonded to me permanently. But we have to be sneaky about this. Not going to arrest the queen taking you away from me. No, I have you underneath me, squirming and moaning. You're my Omega, not hers, aren't you? And that's not enough. Say it. Who owns you, Omega? Oh, yes. Oh, that sounds wonderful coming from your lips. Why don't you try clenching around me again? Squeeze that hole of yours real tight. Oh, just like that, yeah. That's really good. Look at you, following instructions so well. What a good omega you make for your alpha. It's so easy to settle into the role when it's me, isn't it? Alpha makes you feel good. Makes you feel safe, like you can actually listen to your instincts. Don't have to pretend to be something you're not with me, little O. If you want to be independent and do your own thing one day, and then be needy and constantly on my knot the next, I'm not going to complain. As long as you're in my life and wearing my mark on your neck, then I'll happily give you the world, little O. And I'm going to prove it to you by breeding you, making you come on my nuts. Nothing is going to prove who you belong to like getting bred, right? I had a feeling that would excite you. Rocking your own hips against me, your energy renewed. Oh, that's it, Omega. Help Alpha out. You're doing such a good job. Look so cute underneath me. And you somehow feel even better. You love being stuffed, don't you? Oh, I know you do, Omega. You can't get enough of Alpha's cock filling you up. Don't need anyone else but me. The queen would be pissed if she saw me taking care of her pet like this. But she doesn't matter. Not anymore. You're my Omega, aren't you? Oh, I think you were always mine from the very moment we met. Tight heat wrapped around my cock. You feel the knot starting to expand. Can't control yourself. It feels too good. Oh, it's okay, little O. You're doing well. Take me nice and deep. Going to look so fucking pretty with your hole filled with cum. Not continuing to pump you full. Good Omegas deserve daily breedings for being so well behaved. And you're making me so proud. How could I not spoil you? Right there. Oh yeah, that's good. You're already such an amazing Omega for me, and we aren't even mated. Oh, you feel so good. I'm messing up my words. Respond so wonderfully to my touch as you feel yourself getting closer to the edge. I can barely think for myself, rotting into you. It's alright, little O. Alpha's here. Alpha's got you. I know my knot is getting thicker, but you can take it. Oh, stretching around me. Oh, yeah. It feels too good. You're too close. All you need is a little something more. A little bit extra, and then you'll tip over. And that's going to be a knot. I know it is. So desperate to be bred. What a good Omega. You're fucking perfect. And I can't believe you're mine. No one else is. The queen doesn't deserve you, no. And she would probably keep you locked away from the rest of the world just so she could have you all to herself. But you deserve better than that. You deserve a choice. An Omega like you should be shown off. You're a prize, little O. One that I'm so fucking glad I won. Fuck. So close. Oh, I know it's a lot, but you can take it. Oh, you feel so full. You just want to come, don't you? It's a good thing Alpha does too. Let go, Omega. You've done such a good job for me. Alpha's so proud of you. I want you to come. I want you to let go. You can do it. Come with me, little O. Let Alpha know how good her cock feels. Come on, my love. There, there, little O. My fangs piercing your neck didn't hurt too badly, did they? I had never done that part before. I didn't know what it felt like or if I'd bit too hard or something. But, as it stands, you're now officially my Omega. That means that the Queen no longer has claim over you, and your engagement is officially off. Which also means that once this knot goes down, we need to start running. Something tells me the quicker we get out of here, the better. I love you, Omega. From now until the end of time. I'll always take care of you. I'll always protect you. And I will always, always adore you.